USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden both out on the road this Tuesday. The president taking part in a conversation with undecided voters in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Joe Biden courting Hispanic voters down in Florida. People in Alabama are being told to get out before Hurricane Sally hits tonight or tomorrow morning. President Trump has declared disasters in Alabama and Mississippi. He's also approved Mississippi's request for FEMA help.
Those residents of Mississippi, Alabama, Florida that live along the coast that think, hey, I'm just going to get this surge and I'm out of it. Those that live farther inland really have to be careful about flooding, flash flooding. Heed the directions of your local and state emergency managers and keep your family safe.
FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A Pennsylvania judge is throwing the book at several riders, setting their bail at $1 million each for allegedly rioting in the wake of a police shooting of a knife-wielding Lancaster man. The rioting came after police shot and killed Ricardo Munoz, who was seen on body cam footage charging at a cop with a knife in his hand. The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking a prominent Black Lives Matter supporter to step up. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Authorities are now offering a $175,000 reward for information leading to the person who shot two L.A. County deputies over the weekend, an unidentified gunman ambushing them as they were sitting in their police vehicle, the two now in critical but stable condition, and they're expected to survive. The sheriff is urging LeBron James to step up and match that $175,000 reward to double.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Trump is predicting great things ahead in the Middle East as the White House hosted a signing ceremony for new normalization accords between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. Wayne Allen Root, who hosts a radio show on many of these same USA Radio Network stations, was at that signing.
It was amazing. I mean, look, I flew. Now, because of COVID, there are no direct flights anymore from Vegas, where I live, to Washington, D.C. So I flew 9 hours on connecting flights to get here, go to the event, turn it back around, and fly 9 hours back because I've got to be back for my radio show. So if I was willing to do something like that, it had to be history, and that's what it was. It was historic. I mean, I was born Jewish. I have two Jewish parents and four Jewish grandparents, and I'm sure all four of them are looking down, or all six of them are looking down from heaven at me as we speak, and just with tears in their eyes because, you know, I went from a son of a butcher on the wrong side of the tracks in the Bronx, New York, to being one of the few people attending at the White House, an amazing ceremony that brings peace to the Middle East. And if this was Obama, if this was Hillary Clinton, if this was Joe Biden, this would be celebrated around the world as the single biggest peace achievement in history. And that president would get the Nobel Peace Prize, and the world would be all buzzing about it. And instead, because it's Trump, and so many people in the media have Trump derangement syndrome, there's very little talk about it. This was amazing what happened today.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.